Prince Philip and UFOs. We now know Prince Philip was investigating UFOs for most of his life. This leads me to a question I just have to ask, which is, since he was such an important person in Britain, did he know things we would consider secret knowledge in this country? Let's face it. Prince Philip was the husband of the Queen and must have had the chance to find out things about UFOs which were very important. When he died at the age of 99 years, it was said he was collecting UFO data for over 70 years. What could he have found out? One of the things he might have believed he found out is time travel is real. How can I say such a thing? Philip must have known about the experience of Air Marshal Sir Victor Goddard in 1935. He got caught in a terrible storm while flying over an abandoned airfield at the time at Drem near Edinburgh. As the storm ravaged his biplane, it went out of control and began to dive. Struggling with the plane, he managed to pull up, and as he did, the storm disappeared. When he looked back down at the airfield, he saw brand new hangars, new biplanes painted yellow and a monoplane. Men in a strange color uniform were working on the airfield. Here is the problem with this report. Britain had exactly zero monoplanes in 1935. The mechanics were dressed in blue, a color of uniform which didn't come into effect till years later. The yellow paint on the planes was not used in 1935, and as he flew over, no one noticed him or his plane. This remains a mystery today, which ranks with some which were reported over the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know if Philip would have thought this was caused by extraterrestrial activity, but I believe probably so. Britain has had plenty of UFO activity, and while Philip might not have been able to get the truly secret stuff we are hiding, he might have gotten the British secrets. One has to wonder what might be found if we could look into his evidence. Could he have been working secretly with other royals from other countries to discover UFO secrets? This was not the only mystery Goddard was involved in. A photo of his air squadron was taken in 1919. He saved the photo and said no one had tampered with it. One of his mechanics had died when he walked into a spinning propeller before the photo was taken, but when Goddard looked at the photo, one of the men in the photo was the dead mechanic, who looked quite alive. He had died 2 days before. How can one explain something like this? Are there certain people who are, for some reason, targets of these strange events? Goddard wrote a book about his experiences. Now that the Queen is deceased, some people in the United Kingdom are calling for Philip's UFO library to be released to the public. I have to think this will not happen for several reasons. The first being the royals today don't want him, and by relationship, them to look foolish for any reason and might be afraid this will make them look that way. Second, there just might be things in the library which are considered secret and were only given to him for his private use. I have to wonder if he ever confided with anyone else about UFOs and his investigations into the subject. It has been said he subscribed to Flying Saucer Review, which is said to be a magazine about UFOs. You can read a lot of stories about how Philip got interested in UFOs, but it seems it was directly because of his uncle's interest in them. His uncle was the famous Lord Mountbatten. He had claimed a UFO had landed on his estate in Romsey, Hampshire, England. A bricklayer had seen it in 1955. The event was kept a secret until Mountbatten died in 1979. A creature which looked like a man wearing a helmet and coveralls walked out of the ship. The witness was knocked down, and yet no one was near him. He was held on the ground by this force. It is said Philip was very interested in the Rendlesham Forest sighting. This is one of the most complete sightings, since even though Americans ran this base, airmen actually saw a vehicle on the ground, and the deputy base commander was even in the woods and saw a light going through the woods and marks on trees where something had scraped them and landed. One of the airmen touched the UFO and immediately his head was filled with zeros and ones, which he was somehow able to remember many pages of, and he wrote these down, and a computer expert found they were binary code and deciphered them. They referred to a vehicle which came from the future, not from a different planet. There is a story that Philip had sent his equerry on a special mission. An equerry is a personal attendant. The special mission entailed meeting with an extraterrestrial. Yes, you read that correctly. The equerry was sent to a house in Ealing. His equerry at the time was Sir Peter Horsley. One of the members of the Ministry of Defence made fun of the whole event when he found out about it. It is being said Prince Philip had told his office to look into the UFO phenomenon. This would have given him a leg up on the rest of us. Having these assets to use could have made a big difference in acquiring UFO data along with the contacts he might have had, which put the other UFO investigators to shame. Another thing which could have played in his favor was the fact he would have had plenty of time to pursue UFO evidence. Using his office also would have gotten people to admit things they may not have told anyone else. Can you imagine how hard it would have been for a UFO witness in the presence of Philip to deny his request for UFO information? This may also have applied to government officials, even those who were trying to keep something about a UFO event secret. All this just goes to show you there are people in high station who are interested in UFOs, whether publicly or secretly, and they have been for years, and some of these people we would never suspect. Even when Hillary Clinton was running to be nominated for president, she claimed she would release UFO files.